Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
From the Berlinale, Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio. I'm here with Katharina Mückstein, director of L'Animale. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
My first question is obvious, but why this title and why the Franco Battiato song?
Well, I have known Franco Battiato for a long time, and I really appreciate his work as an artist. I think he's a great poet and a beautiful musician. And when I worked on the script of the film, I think in my fifth or sixth draft, I listened to this song, L'Animale. It's from 1985, and I listened to it again after a long time, and I realized that the words he's singing could be each of my characters' voice. So I thought, okay, I should give this a try and try to use this film, this song in the film. And so, of course, there was a lot of discussion about using an Italian song in a German-speaking film. Mm-hmm. And also, is the audience going to understand? And, of course, there's a risk. I have my actors sing in Italian, like, all of the sudden. And but then I thought, you know, as a young filmmaker, you never know, are you ever going to make another film? So I really, really wanted to use this song because it's just so beautiful. And, well, the title, and there's this theme of animals in my film, and also this song by Franco Battiato talks about the animal that we carry within us, and but he portrays the animal as something intuitive, like the authenticity that we have in us, and that makes us suffer all the time because we don't manage to suppress it and to be, you know, all disciplined and all masks all the time. And I really think that this is the beautiful thing about animals, that they have pure souls, they cannot hide the way they feel. And and I wanted to use this image of, you know, being an animal. What are we? Are they inferior to us? Or would it actually be a progress to be more of an animal to us?
You decided to tell the story of this young girl that is coming to terms with her own persona or sexuality. And you tell the parallel of her mother facing the animal of her husband, which is risking to change all her life. All those two animals are related to sexuality. Do you think that sexuality is the key, is the real animal we have inside that we cannot tame sometimes?
I think sexuality, politically spoken, really is the key issue of our times. It's I think we should start to think about all of the categories that we are forced into. And these categories define who we are, what chances we have in a society, the way we have to behave, what is expected from us. And I believe that, you know, when we start to think about how to free ourselves, but also as a society, how to progress, mm-hmm. I think dealing with issues of gender and sexuality and hierarchy in our society is just what we have to do. Otherwise, we're not going to go on. We're not going to go mm-hmm. further.
The action of your film takes place in the countryside, in a small village, a small city, which, with all the mechanism of judgments and of the rules, of social rules that a small village, a small town is. Do you think you could have told the same story set in a big city?
Well, I think the interesting thing about our time is that we have so many different stages of culture and civilization at the same time. And if you live in one of the like major European or American, North American cities, you are probably very free to, you know, express your identity and maybe live the way you want with all of your friends that live in your bubble. And you will, on your Facebook feed, there mm-hmm. will be only things that you like to hear and like to read about. And you can easily ignore the fact that maybe your neighbor is living a totally different life. And I think that is what is happening at the moment, also between urban and rural areas, mm-hmm. that there are very different for example, in Austria with the last elections, it's very interesting how people who live in the countryside, and they probably have never seen an immigrant, they are very scared, and they live a totally different life, and a lot of them voted for the right, while people who live in the city, where all of the different cultures are mixed together, are not so scared because they know what they're talking about.
Different perceptions.
Yeah. So I think this film could not be set in a city, and we set it on the outskirts of a city. We never talk about it being Vienna or anything. I really wanted to set the film in a place where civilization and nature meet, and where when you are on the outside, like in the countryside, you have all your desires projected on the city, and the other way around. Mm. So if you're in the city, you kind of long for nature, and that's also one of the themes of the film.
While I was watching the film with the audience, there was this weird moment where the dad tries to cover his traces of his photo on the dating website. A lot of male persons laughed. Yeah. And it was not a laughing moment. It was like a serious moment, but everybody was laughing. But it was like more laugh of disturbed. Do you think that this is still something that can disturb people? Looking a grown-up man dealing with his own sexuality, I mean.
Absolutely. I think, really, this is going to be one of the cultural issues for the next decades. What does it mean to be a man in our society? There will be something like the feminist movement that we had from the 60s and 70s on for men. It has to be, because really the images of masculinity in our society are not only toxic, they are really dangerous. And we have so much violence going on. We have a lot of, you know, like psychological problems, you know, that are only related to gender roles that are applied to men. But also in our culture, men don't really see gender. They don't even know they have a gender. When you say gender, everybody thinks about, oh yeah, women, right?
Yeah.
I've had the same experience as you had with the audience, that I think it's in between an insecure laugh and a homophobic laugh. I haven't really come to terms with it yet. I don't really know what to make of it, but you can tell that especially men have trouble with seeing a man, a grown-up man, depicted as someone who is very insecure with his identity.
But because they were basically older men, not young men laughing, more like middle-aged, adult men laughing. So probably it's a question of age, of time, of education. And
absolutely. I mean, we live in a deeply homophobic society, and I think the most men of, like, also my parents' generation and maybe a little bit older than me, and a lot of boys also now, grow up with their biggest fear is being called gay. Mm. So this is so weird, like, we stick to this. And I think we really have to, you know, get rid of it. It's just boring.
It's just boring. Yeah. You're totally right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Katharina Mückstein for having been with us, the director of L'Animale. I'm Angelo Cerbi for French Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.